Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2534, How Your Reasons for Doing Determines Your Level of Happiness by Carl Pollien of carlpollien.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. And I'm gonna jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. How Your Reasons for Doing Determines Your Level of Happiness by Carl Pollien of carlpollien.com. Your happiness comes from your reasons for doing whatever it is you're doing. It's your reasons for doing it that ultimately leads you to feeling happy, satisfied, and fulfilled. When we get our first job, most people do it for the money. We fall into the trap of get a well-paying job, buy a nice house, buy a nice car, go on nice holidays, etc. It's all about the money and what money can buy us. At some point though, we discover having that nice house, car, and those increasingly expensive holidays no longer give us the buzz they once did. So we buy more and more expensive luxuries, and the thrill we feel having those new things lasts less and less. So what really is the secret to feeling happiness, joy, and fulfillment? It's your purpose, your reasons for doing whatever it is you're doing. When you do something for someone else and you see the smile and gratitude on their face, the feeling of happiness stays with us all day. When you give a friend a piece of advice and they act on it and it enriches their lives, the feeling we have knowing we helped them, even in a small way, is lasting. If we're doing a job for the money, we soon begin to hate the job. We resent having to go to the office every day. Our commute becomes a drudge, and we spend most of our time complaining about email, our boss, and colleagues. But if you're going into work because you are doing a job that enables people to look their best by designing great clothes for them, or you design beautiful buildings that give people a comfortable and safe place to live, well, that's a purpose worth going through traffic every morning. It's your mindset for doing the work that brings you joy, not the paycheck at the end of the month. Too often, the deciding factor for taking a job is the salary. Yet, that will never bring you fulfillment, joy, and happiness. Whether you do a great job or an average job, you still get the same amount of money each month. But if you took a job because of what that job will enable you to do to help people live better lives, now if you do a great job, your sense of fulfillment and happiness increase massively. Improving the way you work could mean more people benefit from your efforts. That's an incentive worth getting out of bed for. Of course, we need a certain amount of money to survive. We need to eat, to have shelter, and we need to be able to move around. But a lot of what we use money for, we don't need. We just think we need it because everyone else has it. I would certainly not say that money is not important. It is when it becomes your purpose. When it becomes your purpose, you will never have enough, and the more money you receive, the pleasure it brings diminishes. Yet when your purpose is about giving and helping others, the joy you feel increases. How this affects your productivity. When you look at your projects list, what are the reasons you're doing those projects? Do you have a clear purpose for doing them? When you go to the gym, what are your reasons for doing so? Why are you trying to achieve your goals? When you have a clear, higher purpose for doing everything you do, you will find your energy and passion increase. The closer that reason is to helping other people or making the world that little bit better, your sense of fulfillment will improve, and so will your enthusiasm for doing the tasks or completing the projects. This really is a simple mental shift. Rather than focusing on the material benefits to you, focus on the benefits you will give to others. Going to the gym means you are keeping yourself strong and healthy so you can be there for your family. Doing the accounts for the small business that needs your help so they can thrive and support the community by providing jobs and a service people want. Whenever I sit down to write a blog post, record a YouTube video or podcast, in my mind, I see the people I'm trying to help. I have a clear vision of the difficulties they're facing and how I might be able to help them with some advice or a new way of doing something. That's all the motivation I need to write, record, or prepare, knowing that somewhere, maybe, I've helped someone become less stressed and be able to spend more time with the people they care about. Every piece of work you do has a higher purpose than money or personal material benefit. It is when you focus on those higher reasons, you will discover long-lasting happiness and joy and a passion and drive for what you do. You just listened to the post titled, How Your Reasons for Doing Determines Your Level of Happiness by Carl Pauline of carlpauline.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Carl. This is the power of why that comes up every once in a while on this show. It's definitely covered from time to time on my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily, as well, when talking about building healthy habits like having a proper diet or getting enough exercise. Writing down that why can actually make a huge difference in the chances of success with that habit. And it's important to be both realistic, but also critical of your why. So for example, let's say you want to eliminate fast food. The initial why could be something like, well, because I want to eat healthier. Okay, that's nice. It's likely that eliminating fast food will lead to a healthier diet overall, but why do you want to eat healthier? Is it just because others say so, or it seems like the right thing to do? I try to go deeper there and really understand the true motivation. Is it because you want to avoid health complications? And even then, why? Is it to live long enough to see your grandchildren or to feel less aches and pains? We can usually go deeper, and I think the deeper you go, the more likely you'll be successful in those habits. So do ask those why questions today multiple times to get to the root of it. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.